And the word is found in Joshua 1:13. Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you, and he lists two things. The Lord your God has given you rest and has given you this land. He has given you rest and he has given you this land. Now, here's the spiritual principle, and I want you to grab hold of it with me this morning on this first day of the year. Whenever God gives spiritual possession of promise, whenever you enter a new era, the first word that God said is, I'm going to do a new thing. Whenever you take possession of the thing that God has said, the new thing that God will give you, although there is tension and struggle and pain, when God gives you something, when God takes you into something new, it will always be with a dimension of rest, of peace. There will not be turmoil. It's not to say it won't be hard, it won't be struggle, but deep inside there will be a rest in the heart, a peace in the heart that this is right. If God has done it, you'll have peace inside. Rest and the promised land go together. The Lord has given you rest and has given you this land. Now, in order to understand this, you really need to realize that it stands in contrast to where these people had been, where they'd come from. They'd been wandering. In our quest for a promised land, we must never forget that it comes only after struggle. After a period of wandering, there is a portion of time between when deliverance takes place. And in this case, deliverance was leaving Egypt and coming to the promised land. There is a portion of time between that period when deliverance takes place and possession takes place, which was entering into Canaan, where God refines. And we need to understand this. In every case, it's a cycle that constantly takes place in our life. Whenever you move from here to here, you don't move easy. You go through a refining period. Jan read about it this morning. It's the acorn here, it's the tree here. But in order to get there, there is a refining that takes place. Being refined, a refining time is always circular in pattern, and listen to me, it never makes any sense. It never makes, the refining never makes any sense. You are never able to really understand and say, oh yes, God is refining me, hallelujah. No. It is hell. It is agony. It is torture. It strains your mind. It struggles your body. You go around the mountain time after time after time. You fall from the branch and get stepped on by the bear. And you find yourself experiencing the same things over and over and over and over again. And you are constantly saying to yourself, I have been here before. Wandering always means a lack of direction. But that's the way you reach the promised land. You never reach the promised land in a straight line. God could have taken the children of Israel from the crossing of the sea by the way of the Via Maris along the Mediterranean Sea straight into the promised land through the Gaza Strip where it exists today. He could have done that in 2 weeks. Instead, it took 40 years for them to get there. Why? Because he wanted to refine his people. He didn't want them to get there as much as he wanted them to become something in the process. That's the way you reach the promised land. The Christian life, for those of us who follow Jesus Christ, is always a life of taking up the cross daily, of dying to self, a constant dying process. We need to leave behind an old lifestyle, our old way of thinking, our old approach to problems, in order to receive God's brand new thing. Sometimes that's easy, and sometimes it's incredibly difficult. I got up this morning, sat beside my word processor, and looked at the little sign that I've got tacked on my wall, "Whom God loves, he beats the hell out of." There are certain things that can only be removed through shaking. Things of culture that we need to shed. Things of tradition. And sometimes it's simple. Sometimes it's I see that. Yeah, thank you very much. But usually it's not. Usually it's a process of shedding, because we always believe that we're right. And we can't understand why God would want to do anything other than our way. But God's ways are not our ways. And the only way that we can do it God's way is to have our way smashed into the earth.